In life, we will mark the passage of time in our own ways. And at varied markers of the year, when I give the pre-Pesach shir as a marker, the first night of Slichas is another marker of time passed. Most of the year has passed, the new year beckons just over the horizon. We have to embrace it in some fashion to make use of it. Perhaps I skip a little bit ahead in the Yom HaNoraim, but I want to share with you a medrash about Yonah. This is in the 10th parak of Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar. Borach Yonah, b'tnei Elokim. Yonah ran away from the Rabbeinu Shalom. A very strange thing to do. We run away from human beings. We can hide from them. We can escape them. But the notion of running away from the Rabbeinu Shalom, very strange one. And the Midrash asks, V'loma Borach, why is it that Yonah ran? He ran to bring a nevuah of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and what happened? Klal Yisrael became frightened from his nevuah. They did tshuva, and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam rescinded the decree. The second time he sent him to Yerushalayim to destroy it. And the Rabbi Shalom rescinded that verse. And they called Yonah a false prophet. The third time the Rabbeinu Shel Olam sends him forth as his emissary is what we read about in the Sefer of Yonah, that Yonah ben Amittai is called to go to Nineveh. Don Yonah din ben Olam ben Atzmo. So Yonah begins to consider the fact. He says, Omar ni Yodeya, says, Agoi Krovei Tshuvahein, that Nineveh, in my assessment, they're likely to do Tshuva in Nineveh. If I come and I admonish them, they will do tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shaleach rogzo Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will invoke his wrath against the Jewish people that they have not done tshuva. Will die she Yisrael karen oisin novi sheker. And not enough that the Jewish world calls me a novi sheker. Ela'af umos ha'ilam. The nations of the world. And he figured he'll run to a place in the sea, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam will leave him alone. That was his hope, and he wouldn't have to undertake to fulfill this nevuah. And it's a very, very strange medrash. Why should he have been considered a Novi Sheker? For what reason? The Chumash says quite explicitly in Parashas Shoftim, as Chazal tell us, if a Novi predicts Tov for the Jewish people and it doesn't come forth, he's a Novi Sheker. But if the Novi comes and he threatens Klal Yisrael with the punishment from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and they do tshuva, that's consistent with the purpose of the Novi. So on what basis did they consider him a Novi Sheker? And secondly, in the very end of the Medrash is perplexing, that he says, not only will the Jewish world consider me a Novi Sheker, but the non-Jewish world as well. Will I eat? And furthermore, Yonah was concerned with his covet. He's already been defamed in the streets of Yerushalayim, and now the worldwide press will also defame him. A Novi is a very righteous person, a pious person. A pious person undertakes to fulfill the will of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam whether the calling is popular or unpopular, whether he'll be appreciated or unappreciated. So why is Yoina concerned that he'll be called an Ovi Sheker? The Mefarshi HaMedrash tell us that what took place is Klal Yisrael did not do complete tshuva in either of the two times that Yoina came to them. They only did a partial tshuva. And therefore, they felt were unworthy of being forgiven by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And as such, if we haven't done tshuva, and what the Novi is threatened has not taken place, then he must be a Novi Sheker. And Yoina was now concerned if he'll go forth. And the same thing will happen in the non-Jewish world. Then they'll certainly make a Kal V'chaimah. At least for the Jewish world, for Tshuva Shleima, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam has promised that it will rescind the Gzeira. But we find nothing in the writings that tells us for the non-Jewish world that it will rescind the Gzeira. And therefore, Klal Yisrael will have further sinned because they will despise the Novi. This will be they will further deduce proof of the unworthiness of Yoina ben Amittai, that he is indeed not a representative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They failed to appreciate Klal Yisrael did. And this was Yonah's problem that he struggles with. He wished to bring righteousness to the Jewish people, that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, they should find favor in the eyes of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. If they reject the Novi out of hand, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam will grow very angry with them. So he wished not to go to Nineveh. Klal Yisrael failed to appreciate that even a partial tshuva is so significant before the Rabbeinu Shel Olam that he will rescind the Gzeira, even if they haven't yet achieved tshuva shleima. They failed to appreciate that. And therefore, they had no other assessment of Yoina ben Amittai other than he's a Novi Sheker. Medrash teaches us a very, very powerful lesson. The Novi comes, the Novi gives Teichocho. We have not fully responded to that Teichocho. A very great failing. And yet, some progress has been made. We stand not at the same point as where we started. And to the surprise of Klal Yisrael, this is perceived in Shemayim as a metamorphosis. They found now favor in the eyes of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And this is significant enough reason for the Rabbeinu Shel Olam to rescind this gzeira. We cannot afford to be so frivolous as to preoccupy our minds with the state of tshuva shleima. It's a wonderful thing to achieve. But even in the presence of the Novi Hashem, it's very, very difficult. But taking that step towards tshuva is so significant that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam changed the din. He went from midas adin to midas harachamim. Klal Yisrael could not imagine how it could be true. But such is the nature of the chesed of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam that step is taken so significantly. We have not completed the journey. Not the first time that Yona came and not the second time that the Yona came. And therefore Yonah was concerned that if Nineveh did tshuva shleima, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam would ask, why haven't we learned from Nineveh to do tshuva shleima? So he did not want to bring about the tshuva of the city of Nineveh. Not to cast Klal Yisrael in an unfavorable light. But perceive for a moment the chesed of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. A step that we take in the appropriate direction is enough to change from Midas Adin to Midas Harachamim. All our efforts on Yom HaNaron are to bring about, to effectuate that change. From the Midas Adin, from a strict standard, to Midas Harachamim, to a compassionate standard. And one step towards the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is sufficient to bring this about. The lesson of Yoina ben Amittai. Rav Yisrael and Nar Yisrael argues in similar vein he writes that even if a person does not achieve tshuva shleima, in Shemayim they judge this person. Is this person departed on the path of tshuva? Has he taken a step in that direction? He's moving in that direction? That suffices that he's a zakai v'din, that we find merit. And this is Rosh Hashanah before the Rabbeinu Shalom. If a person desires to do tshuva, but nothing has happened, he's paralyzed, he does not even have the ability to take the first step, that in Shemayim he's not in the realm of those that do tshuva. And lo aleinu, he's subject to the Midas Adin. So much of life asks of us to take the first step. Great things are accomplished if we have the willingness to take the first step. We need not ask how far we will go after that first step. If there's a first step, a second step can follow, a third. Both Chachmei HaMusar and Chachmei HaChassidus have both taught that what's most difficult in Avodas Hashem, what's most frightening in Avodas Hashem, is if at a moment of inspiration we don't concretize it with something substantial to begin to move forward at that moment, then we are in very dire straits. There's much that we could do, whether it's in Limud HaTorah, in Chesed, in compassion for others, in Beirodin L'Chavero. But ask ourselves to take the first step, not even to wait till Rosh Hashanah. I want to learn somewhat more than I've learned until now. Tomorrow, let us implement it. I wish to be somewhat more involved in Chesed than I've been. Take the first step tomorrow. Let us not wait. Delay is most dangerous. And I'll end with a famous incident in the history of the yeshiva in Volozhin. There was a bocher in the yeshiva in Volozhin. He was sitting, eating lunch one day. And in the middle of learning, he was possessed with a feeling that he should dedicate himself more diligently to Talmud Torah. He picked himself up in the middle of the meal and he ran off to the Beis Medrash. And he opened up the Gemara and he learned around the clock for the next 5 years. When they asked Reb Chaim Volozhin about this, Reb Chaim Volozhin had two comments. If he asked me if he had a right to leave where he was eating before Birchas HaMazon, the halacha undoubtedly is he had no rights. But I'll tell you something else Reb Chaim Volozhin said. If he had waited until he finished Birchas HaMazon, he wouldn't have learned the 5 years. You must seize a moment of inspiration. The first night of Slichas, such a moment. And to decide tonight the concrete steps that we will take when we wake up tomorrow morning. To push ourselves forward in the service of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Something concrete to take place. To be followed on the morrow by repetition, by continuation. But the haschalah is what's most difficult. To overcome the inertia, to put ourselves in gear, and begin to move. Once we do, we'll find enormous siyata d'shmaya. Enormous siyata d'shmaya. If persons, people of great achievement, if they envisioned at the beginning how far they would go, to the largest extent they will tell you no. They began something, they started with it, took a step, another step, a third step, and over the time, they achieved great success. But what's most important is to take that first step. Yonah ben Amitai taught us that if we take that first step, our standing in Shemayim has changed. We've already merited moving from Midas Adin to Midas Harachamim. May the Rabbeinu Shel Olam grant, as we begin Yimei HaRachamim V'Aslichus, that we merit the Rachamim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for ourselves, our families, and for Kol Beis Yisrael. And we merit Shnas Chaim B'Shalom, Shnas Yishu Osen Shal Yisrael B'Mehera. How good you are, Rabbi.